The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is George Franceschini's Executive Chairman of Alba Mineral Resources. ALBA is ticker. George, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Justin. Good to speak to you again.
Yeah, and you've just released your final results for the year ended the 30th of November, 2022. Time is flying. We're already into May. And so, you know, this is a sort of historical documents, but it's always good to see, you know, what you've achieved operationally for the year of 2022. And then we'll, of course, look forward and see what you hope to achieve this year and further afield. But before we do that, George, for people tuning in, maybe never heard of Alba Mineral Resources, can you explain what the business is about, please?
Certainly. Well, we're a mining and exploration and development company, Justin. We are focused on the Dolgellau Gold Belt in the UK, where we've got essentially exclusive access to the entire gold belt with historical mines that produce the most gold in the UK, which we're trying to bring back into operation, and a whole host of exploration targets which we've identified in our painstaking work over the last few years, where we are hopeful of progressing those targets as well, where they will become future mines, gold mines for the UK. So that's our main focus. The other part of the equation is Green Rock Mining, which we spun out of Alba in late 21 and has been doing phenomenal work at the Amitsoq high-grade graphite project in southern Greenland, which is looking to be a world-class asset. And we remain by far the biggest shareholder in Green Rock Mining. So we, again, will benefit, and our shareholders will benefit from those successes and the progress that's being made in Greenland.
Yeah, it's almost like you've got to, you know, a foot in almost traditional, you know, precious metals, but also, you know, the future exciting metals, well, resources as well that we need to power this EV revolution coming our way. So you're well placed there. So let's start looking at then, you know, Wales and gold. What's happening there? What was achieved in 2022 then, George?
Yeah, well, it's been a tough year on the gold front, Justin, and I think that's all about permitting, and shareholders will know that it's been an uphill struggle. We'd had a very, very good run for 2-3 years of getting permits that we needed to do exploration and drilling, or the biggest ever drilling campaign at Clogai, a massive soil sampling campaign over the Dolgellau Gold Belt, and trenching over the waste tip and pitting, and you know, some phenomenal work. And that was really on the back of, as I said, getting the permits on a relatively timely basis. Now, what's changed is that NRW, the competent regulator, has asked to do a habitat regulations assessment, looking at the Clogai project as a whole, rather than looking at it on a piecemeal exploration basis. And that's obviously they're entitled to do that, and they've asked us to sort of feed into that process. So that's really kind of what slowed things down in terms of getting the dewatering permits that we were desperate to get hold of, to get on with our primary target down in the Lower Lech Fraith, where we really want to get into that target and start taking out a bulk sample and doing other much more in your face sort of, or at the coal face, if you like, exploration. Yeah. So that's been the sort of the theme, if you like, this year. What we've been doing is really just responding and getting together any additional data that the regulator has asked for in relation to bats and water and all the rest of the things that are important down there or in the mine. So, you know, we've been busy doing that. Now, we did report in late March, and this is sort of new news today. It's just final results day, but there is some new news in there, which I hope people will pick out, but I'll certainly pick it out for them here, which is that in late March we were sent a series, a sort of narrow set of comments from NRW, which we hope are the last set of comments really in this process on the European Protected Species License application. And we therefore spent the last month or so generating new data for them, especially in relation to acoustics, which is something that they had raised. We've got another specialist now involved on the acoustic side. So we've got all the, you know, we've got sort of the best people working on this to get it done. We've now actually submitted those responses to those comments. We've submitted a report on acoustics after some painstaking generation of baseline data on site in the last few weeks. And so, you know, we've pretty much handed it all back now to the regulator. We've answered all the questions. We've got a good relationship with them now, actually, through at least an open relationship, should I say, with them through this last, you know, year or two's process. And it's really now in their hands, hopefully, to really sort of confirm that there aren't any more questions and proceed to getting us these permits. But, you know, we wait to see, and we're obviously chasing now for the feedback and confirmation as to whether or not we're done and that they could proceed to permitting. It's very important for us. It's very important for our shareholders. But we are very optimistic now that we are, you know, on the cusp of a final decision and that we can crack on with work. You know, as soon as we get that permitting, we're going to be in there, you know, ordering the silt busters, getting the pumps ready to dewater that shaft. We've got already our safety and in mine rehab team ready to go to do any safety works and rehab that's needed once we've dewatered. Then we get straight into sampling, mapping, and the idea after that is to be doing some blasting to take out some bulk samples at the Lower Lechfraith, the extension to this pay chute, this gold ore pay chute that we have identified, and we want to get in there and do some bulk sampling and obviously then processing. So, you know, we know exactly what we want to do. We're itching to do it, and we've been itching to do it. It's quite a severe itch. We've been itching to do it for 2 years, and we think and hope that we're now on the cusp of, as I say, a final decision. So that's a key piece of new news from the final results that we put out today.
Yeah, so essentially the concerns they've raised there, you've addressed all of them, sent them back, and just are waiting. And like you say, good relationships are awaiting their response. And I suppose there's no telling how long that will take, is there?
No, but I think the signs are good. You know, they understand how long this process has been and that's been difficult for us. We understand that the regulator hasn't just got our application in front of them. We understand that government, regulators and everybody is suffering and have been suffering for some time with staff issues and workload issues and all the rest of it. So, you know, there's a limit to how bullshy we can be. We have to have a good relationship with all the regulators, and we do, and we always have done, and that's very important. We also fight our corner, though, and you know, where it's needed. So, you know, the runes are, you know, positive, and we are getting you know, we understand that, as I said, all those issues, but we also get the feeling that, you know, that there is an understanding that we need to get on with this work. So we're hopeful in the near future. I can't put a timeline on it, but, you know, we're hopeful to get some news and some further feedback, you know, very shortly. And then I understand it's not a big bureaucratic process to get the permits actually issued from there. It's a fairly quick process. Look, we've got the entire, the rest of the spring and the entire summer ahead of us. And that's the key thing. We want to get working in the summer. If we can. If things go well after that, Justin, the scheme that we've devised for that primary target in the Lower Lechfraith has us essentially zoning off, partitioning off that area. So it becomes a sort of hermetically sealed, if you like, area for ecological purposes. And that opens up an opportunity for us to then apply for an extension to the license, I'm assuming now we've got it in my pocket, but you know, if and when we get it and we get to the sort of late summer to apply for an extension to the permit to enable us to keep working. Mm-hmm. Of course, we don't know that is a given, but it is something that we think opens up as a possibility, given the scheme that we're putting in place down there in the Lower Lechfraith, that we could then apply for an extension just so we can keep working in the autumn and winter. And that would be a huge, huge benefit. It'll mean we catch up on some of the delay that we've had. But, you know, as I say, that's in our contemplation. It's not something we let's get this first permit and then we'll worry about getting an extension. Yeah. But as I say, we're hopeful that it's close now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, marvellous stuff. OK, and just take us over, you know, what's happening with, you know, Green Rock, and I think it's progressing there.
Yeah, no, things are progressing brilliantly at Greenrock. I mean, it's, I think, look, again, looking back over the year and a bit that since we've spun out Greenrock into a new AIM listing, I think it's gone phenomenally well. You know, the rationale there was multifold. And one of the key elements was that we put our Greenland assets into a dedicated Greenland focused vehicle. People would then understand that that's what that is. You know, it does what it says on the tin. It's not a diversified entity. It is a Greenland exploration and development company. I think that has gone really well. It's got much more traction. When we talk to potential strategic partners for our Amitsoq graphite project, which is looking to be a world-class asset now, you know, we are getting an audience with the biggest companies in the world, as well as everyone in between, you know, from other mining companies, other industry partners, gigafactories, you know, you name it, strategics, as I say, banks, financial institutions. We are getting an audience now. Now it is a question of sort of taking that interest and converting it into a serious strategic partner, which, you know, we think we need or would benefit from, because it is a technical, very technical area of mining and processing that we're in. So we want the right partners to help us to produce that electric vehicle grade anode material. We want to be involved in producing that anode material. That's where the big bucks are. And so there's a huge amount of discussions going on. Stefan, our CEO, has been involved in them on a daily basis, and I've been involved with them as well. And I've seen the interest from the industry in what we're doing and what we've got. But don't forget, you know, our Amitsoq project is halfway between the US and Europe. Both of those markets are crying out for security of supply for strategic metals, and in particular electric metals, materials that are involved in the electric vehicle market. And graphite is the biggest by weight of any material that goes into a lithium-ion battery. So it couldn't be more important, and we are right there, right where we need to be, on the doorstep of the two biggest markets. And so I think Greenrock's incredibly well placed, and therefore Alba's very well placed, because we still are by far the biggest shareholder of that company. And if we could in the future, I certainly would not rule out putting more money into Greenrock if Alba's in a better position. Markets are in a better state than they've been for juniors, and we certainly wouldn't rule it out, because we believe very, very strongly in Greenrock and in Amitsoq.
Yeah. No, it is crazy. So we all know there's, you know, a revolution going on in the electric vehicles from the market, and the majority of people will be owning an EV in 10, 20 years' time. And so we need all these precious metal resources going into these batteries. And yet the market is so depressed at the moment. It's like we're not looking beyond the next, year or so, 6 months. You know, it's very short-termism, isn't it? So, but we know this massive demand is coming. And we know a lot of juniors, especially with exposure to these resources and metals, whatever, will do very well. But at the moment, especially current levels where we are now, so depressed. But it's almost like, that's the market sentiment. You have to sort of go with the market sentiment. But it will change. You know, it will change.
It will change.
It is so much confidence that it will change, and the markets will be a lot more buoyant in even a year's time, I think. But going forward. Marvellous stuff. Okay, George, well, if you could then, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on Alba Mineral Resources and add you to their watch list, please.
Certainly. Clog Eye and the Dog FI Gold Belt, Justin. It's a unique proposition. We think now close to the end of the process of getting the permit, so we can crack on with our, what I think has been a phenomenal period of work at Clog Eye, identifying new massive targets with potential for high grade gold. We're on the cusp, as I say, of getting a decision and getting back into work, we hope, at Clog Eye. So that's a good time to look at Alba, because it's an inflection point that we're on right now. And Greenrock Mining with Amitsoq, that's the second point. World-class asset, very high-grade asset, hugely undervalued in our view, of course. And that's part of that, you know, trend of risk aversion that seems to have infected the markets of late, but will inevitably turn back in our favour. So that's the second reason. And let's not forget that Greenrock's got another asset called Thule Black Sands. It's again, very high grade ilmenite up in the north. you know, Alba's still looking at other complementary assets, but, you know, you can tell from the way I talk about the ones we've already got in our portfolio that we're very, very bullish about all of them for different reasons, and that we know that at least one, if not more of them, will be in production in the coming years. So I think we're very well placed to push on from here.
Marvellous stuff, George. Good to chat to you, and no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.